morning madhouse. Out 98. No limit, Larry in your morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and Butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gaffney, Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's 4-0, Nation 4-0. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. My spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This is my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning man house, don't stop. Yeah,
you heard what he said, but we don't stop. We out here with it again, man. It's back. We back like we never left. It's a Tuesday inside the madhouse. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse clocking in 54 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 80. We're going to top out at 80 today. It's going to be a warm one. We're actually going to be hitting 80 for the next couple of days, so all the way throughout the weekend. So enjoy this warm weather, this warm fall weather. 54 this morning, no rain in the forecast. Clear skies, and in the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, though?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Good. How you feeling?
I am wonderful. It's Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, ready to do it.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's up? You had a good night last night?
I did. Burpee and I went over the edge yesterday.
Go over the edge, fall on your head. You didn't fall on your head, I see.
Experience. No, I did not fall on my head. If I would have fell on my head from where we went over the edge yesterday, I would have been dead, Larry.
Me don't
we
want
went
you
up
that.
168 feet, 17 stories. They did not tell me that it was going to be this high this year. But yes, we went over the edge yesterday. And in honor of Gigi's Playhouse. So
okay.
Shout out to them.
What building did y'all jump down?
The Hyatt House. Oh, right there beside the Spectrum Arena.
Yeah. All right. Well, y'all made it through, so look at God.
We did. Yes.
Also, the madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up, the comedian. Bye bye.
I say good morning.
Concord.
Good morning.
Gas out.
Good morning.
Rock Hill.
Good morning.
Shout out America.
Good morning.
What's up, Bert?
What's happening?
How you feeling this morning, big dog?
Feeling good. How about you?
Man, I'm good, man. It's Tuesday. I'm blessed and highly flavored.
Hey, man.
How you doing this morning? How was your night, man?
It was cool. Miss Jessica told you we went over the edge last night. Yesterday. It was fun. The side of the building was slippery, though.
Oh, you were slipping off?
No, I wasn't slipping off, but it was slick. It wasn't
your
brick.
Your feet to grab.
Yeah.
Oh.
It wasn't brick. It was like that that tile type of
side.
And, it was way higher than last year.
Ain't nobody tell y'all to go out there like y'all some black ninjas or something.
I am a black ninja.
y'all out there like y'all black ninjas going down
the I am a ninja.
And they didn't tell us.
You are
They didn't tell us that it was higher. Well, they didn't tell me.
They didn't tell me either.
That it was higher until, like, I got actually up there.
So what's the process? Like, how do you go up? Like, how do they take y'all up?
You register on the
bottom. No. Like, how do they take y'all up? Like,
you just go up. You go in the building and you go up the elevator all the way to the top.
Yeah.
And then you take the stairs to the roof.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then you had to crawl through like a little crawl space.
Oh, no.
Get to the ledge.
Oh, no.
The worst thing you could have done was look down.
And that's what I did. Yeah, that's where I messed up this year.
You look down and you see how high it is. What?
And I did it not knowingly. Like, I didn't go, like, and be like, you know, oh, I'm gonna look down. But just when you got there, you can see down. And I was like, whoa. And when I, literally this year, I told him, I'm not gonna be able to do this. I got on the edge. They tell you sit on the edge, swing your legs around, and then push yourself off, and then you're just going to sort of hang. Mm. And so I swung my legs around. And when I swung my legs around, I said, I'm not going to be able to do it this year, you guys. I'm not going to be able to do it. And the guy goes, just look at Brad. Just look at Brad. And I said, that's not a problem. I said, but I can see what's behind Brad. And it's down. Like, it's down. It's really, really high. And so they, real. Like, had to swing me back around and just give me a minute to, like, breathe. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was not going to do it. Like, I was not going to do it this year. I had to swing back around, take a minute to breathe, and then swung back around, and I was able to do it.
Oh, I climbed down that wall like a little spider monkey.
Oh, no. This and it my video was, like, 6 minutes. Yeah. It took me about 6 minutes to get down.
Forever.
It did. It took me a long time to get down this year.
Forever. And then she go, I'm trying to tell her, I'm like, come on down. Jessica, she said, shut up, Burpee. Hey.
Because
I'm trying to encourage you.
Because Burpee had one thing to do. I asked Burpee to do one thing.
What?
Wait for me.
Oh, but I was trying, but they were like, what's your name? You going up? I was like, yeah.
I just wanted Burpee to wait for me so we could do it together. Well, and when I got there, they were like, yeah, Burpee's already gone. Here's his helmet. I was like,
I got up there and got right back down. You ain't gonna hold me at the top of that bitch.
I know that's right. Get me off of here. Get me off of here.
Put me on the ground.
It was really, really, really high this year.
But that's what's up. I'm glad y'all explored y'all Black Ninja side and y'all made it through and y'all here this morning.
We went white boy. Ain't that what y'all went, Duval called?
Y'all went white boy.
I got that
white
on myself for the second year in a row.
I think I'm good. I'm probably not going to do it next year.
Yeah, y'all got to go down to the Bank of America building next time.
Oh, hell no.
About 45 stores.
For what?
Huh?
For
you got to get higher and higher. You got to keep climbing,
baby.
You
don't make the decisions on the building that they choose.
We have done it.
There's your turn now.
They didn't invite me.
Yeah, the hell they did.
No, I promise you they didn't. Not this year. They already knew what time.
Oh, don't worry. I'll throw your name in the hat.
I'm good. They know some people don't like that white boy stuff. I'm one of them. I'm a real nigga. All right, today's inspiration word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nathan's Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Life is a lot like a coin. You can spend it any way you wish, but you can spend it only once. Choosing one thing over all the rest throughout life is a difficult thing to do. This is especially true when the choices are so many and the possibilities are so close. So how do you determine what to choose? How do you determine what takes priority? Well, the Bible says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So even when life presents us with many possibilities and choices, such as what school to attend, what career to pursue, where to live, or what relationships to be involved in, if we place seeking God as our top priority, then the choices become a lot easier. You may not have all the answers, but you'll be headed in the right direction. So seek God today and make him your first priority. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know that...
Don't let us speak on the business. No Limit Larry, more the bad house, Charlotte's plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. Money bag. You're right there, 608, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. And it's time for your madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
All right, Madhouse Nation. Here's a very simple question for you. How do you like your chicken?
Baked or fried? Grilled, baked, or fried? How you like your chicken? It is Black Restaurant Week here in this city. Make sure y'all go out there. Y'all support a black restaurant. I had a few people hit me up yesterday and ask about, some black restaurants here in the city. So, y'all make sure y'all go check that out.
If you want a list of them, I have it up on our website, power98fm.com. You can check out all the restaurants that are participating.
Well, there you go. Y'all can stop hitting me up on my Facebook and my Instagram DM. Y'all just go to power98fm.com and see all of them in the city. Now, I give you my recommendations, though, if you want those. How I like my chicken? I like fried chicken, and I think the best fried chicken in the city is right here at Leroy Fox downtown Charlotte on Captain Avenue. However, the way I really, really like my chicken is baked, though. I like my chicken baked. I like that good old baked chicken that keep the juices in it on that fresh, lumptious chicken breast. Yes. Woo, woo, woo. And Nana's has a good baked chicken too, which is a black restaurant here in the city.
I am a grilled girl. I like my chicken grilled. I love fried chicken, but sometimes folks don't fry it right.
Yeah.
You know, so that can sort of mess it up. But I love grilled chicken straight off the grill.
Come on, man. Stop playing with me. I'm a real one.
Nah, here you go.
Give me that fried chicken with some hot sauce and a roll. In a row.
In a row.
I don't care what the sides.
You know what rolls do?
I don't care what they do.
They create rolls in your stomach.
Yeah, man, that fried chicken. Ever since I was a little boy, my grandfather always wanted fried chicken on Sunday, and my daddy always wanted fried chicken on Sunday. So we always ate fried chicken on Sunday. Every Sunday.
So who get the big piece of chicken?
Oh, well, my daddy did. But hell, now that I'm daddy, I get it.
You get it now still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't play no games. Stop playing with me.
Congratulations.
I don't believe it, but okay.
It's a big deal.
Sometimes you get bad fried chicken. It's not, you know,
Everybody can't fried chicken. Yeah, no, man. Look, Leroy Fox, you ever had Leroy Fox chicken right here?
No, I haven't.
Oh, boy, listen, I'm going to tell you something special, but I don't know who in there cooking that chicken, but but every time I've been in there, boy, it tastes so good. It tastes so good. Mm. Ooh, yes, sir.
Y'all know we got some good fried chicken? Lowe's.
Lowe's? Yeah. Like the store?
Yes.
Yeah, I ain't never had no chicken. Good fried chicken. Yeah, I ain't no chicken out of Lowe's.
What?
Good. Yeah, I'm good. How do we tap in on this, Miss Jessica?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. How do you like your chicken?
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, I mean,
they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Mad Out on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy, man. These folks got hit his No cap.
If you or someone you know loves Diet Coke, pay attention, because there's a chance that you could see the popular soft drink for an entire year for free. The contest usually happens on Boss's Day, but since everybody is working at home, everybody is a boss this year. All you have to do is nominate someone at DietCoke.com through November 16th. Winners are going to be announced in December. 3 grand prizes will get a year's supply of Diet Coke. If you could have a year's supply of any drink, what would it be?
Liquor! No, I'm just kidding. Now, my probably would be something like some pineapple juice.
I love apple juice.
Apple juice? Is there a specific brand?
2. Minute Maid and the off-brand that you get at Walmart. So good.
I can't do apple juice anymore. I think maybe I drank it so much as a little kid that I can't drink it anymore. Mine probably would be like the Simply Lemonade.
Yeah, the Simply Lemonade is good too.
The raspberry lemonade one. Any of those. The lemonade ones. I'd want a free year of that. But if you like Diet Coke, you can get a free year of that. Check it out. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
Peace out. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Coming up, man, we got your Madhouse classic throwback song of the morning. And find out what's trending. I can tell you one story that's trending. A crazy story coming out of the Shanghai Zoo in China. Keep it tapped in. It's Power 98.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that
with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all is plugged for new hip-hop and R&B. And y'all know what time it is. Boy, it is time to get these trending topics. Let's find out what's trending in the culture.
I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money.
Smell the money.
We run the streets. No Limit keeps coming. I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money.
Smell the money.
We run the streets. No Limit keeps coming. I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money.
Smell the money.
We run the streets. No Limit keeps coming.
That's That's what it is, man. Trending Topic Tuesday being brought to you by the Mike Epps Hip Hop Party. You know it's already premiering. You can check it out right now. Rock Kim, Deggy Fresh, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, Greg Knight, all hosted by Mike Epps. You can join the party from your own living room. Tickets on sale right now for this virtual event. Visit power98fm.com to find out how you can get them tickets. It will be on demand for 2 weeks, so don't you miss it. Go on there and check it out. The Mike Epps Hip Hop Party. All right, trending this morning. Let's get it started. Let's go ahead and talk about what's going down this Thursday, which is the last presidential debate. You know, they have made changes to the presidential debate going down this week. And one of the biggest changes is that mics will be muted while the other party is talking. And the Trump administration has already said they don't like that. I think Donald Trump still going to find a way to say something. He going to find a way. He might walk over there to Biden's mic and say something. But that's one of the big changes. And your next debate is actually this Thursday night. All right. Do y'all like scary movies like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre? So, you know, it came out in 1974. They said it was actually based on some true details coming out of Texas. So now, you know, they've had 8 films so far, but now they got a whole nother Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And they said it's going to drop in 2021. And a lot of people are excited. And it's going to star our big homie, Jacob Lattimore. Mm. Shout out to Jacob. He getting that work. Jacob is getting that work.
Oh, that should be good. The last one that they did was good.
The rest of trending is death and destruction. All right, I'm gonna let y'all know right. So if you wanna leave the room or turn the radio off, the rest of trending this morning is death and destruction. All right. All right, let's go to China to get some death and destruction. Over in China at the Shanghai Zoo. This zoo has been known for crazy things. They have been known for the animals just to act like animals. Well, yesterday at the Shanghai Zoo in China, so they got this thing where you could bring a tour bus through and you could tour it in your car and animals actually walk up to your car while you're in your car. I don't know who would want a lion, a bear, and a tiger to be at their car, but hey, if that's how they do it in China, that's how they do it in China. Well, yesterday at the Shanghai Zoo, it was a sad day at the Shanghai Zoo as four bears mauled a zookeeper in front of tourists. Mm. While the tour bus is coming through, the bears grabbed the zookeeper and they mauled him right in front of the tour bus. Like, look at this. It's crazy. And they actually have some video of it happening. Yeah. I watched part of it.
Where is it? I want to see it.
It's on, you know, you can get anything off YouTube.
Where's Shanghai Zoo?
Shanghai Zoo in China. All you got to do is type in China Bell and it'll come up. It's trending like that. Also, last but not least, man, speaking of death and destruction, we had some in our city yesterday and an appalling killing in broad daylight as 2 people were shot in front of their child at a gas station. A young man and a young woman with their child in the car was actually shot and killed here in Charlotte. So our hearts and our prayers go out to their family and friends. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Yep, you can check out Trending Topic Tuesday on our website, man. If you miss it, you can definitely log on to power98fm.com. It will be posted there. You can check it out, power98fm.com. One thing in trending this morning was the rules to the new debate, which is going to drop on Thursday. The next debate will be Thursday. And they have said that they're going to mute the other party's mic while the other party is talking. So I wanted to know from y'all, Madhouse Nation, Madhouse, do y'all think that's going to make for a better debate if they mute the other party's mic? What do you think, Jess?
When you say better, what do you mean?
Because, you know, last time Donald Trump was just trying to, you know, every time Biden said something, he kept cutting them off. So we didn't really get to hear a plan from neither party because they were just going back and forth with throwing haymakers at each other. So do you think this would make for a better debate where we can hear what the other party's plan is and stuff like that?
I think that it will provide an opportunity where you'll be able to hear it. I don't think that they'll be saying much.
Okay.
I think that you're still going to have an issue of people talking over each other, which is going to make it difficult. We might not be able to hear it, but they will be able to hear the talking over each other, which makes it sort of difficult to get your point across. Mm-hmm. So, I think that it's going to be different. I don't know if it's going to be better in terms of what a debate is used for,
mm-hmm.
which is to get the information. I don't know if we're going to get the information.
Okay.
It'll definitely make for a better debate simply because you won't have all the rambling and everybody talking over each other. You'll be able to hear whosever turn it is to speak. But the entertainment factor.
That's all you care about.
The entertainment factor will be taken away. Something's still going to happen. Trump going to still find a way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeah. You think he gonna do so? What you think Trump gonna do Thursday?
Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, you
he might go over there and try to cough on him. You never know.
He potentially could walk off the stage.
You think he gonna walk off?
Which is entertainment.
I wouldn't doubt it if he walks off and he's like, you know, I can't speak, so I'm gonna just leave. Like, I wouldn't doubt that.
Oh, he know what to do when the camera cut off. He'll make a dramatic. He'll make it like a apprentice reunion and walk off and then come back and try to make demands. Try to hold the show hostage. I'm watching.
Yeah, so Thursday is going down. The last debate for the presidential election is definitely going to be this Thursday. Like they implemented some rules and some changes, and one of the biggest rules and changes were that they're going to mute the other party's mic while the other party is speaking. So we'll see how it works out. I'm with y'all. I think Trump he gonna find a way to do something. He gonna do something. I can imagine Trump coming in there with a Ric Flair robe on. Imagine him coming to the ring with some theme music, with some ring girls and everything. I can see Trump doing something like that. We'll see though. Thursday the debate goes down. We'll check it out and let y'all know on Friday what happened. Come on, man. Let's let them shine. Get your shine. Let's out. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here bossing. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to let shine?
Good morning! Happy Terrific Psycho Tuesday. I'm letting my nephew Jalen shine like a shiner. It's his birthday. One time for the birthday twins. Two time for the birthday twins. Like, damn.
Get in there.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
I just want to let my husband shine this morning. He's been working really hard for his family. Just wanted to give Dale a shout out on here.
Go Dale. Good morning. Who you let shine this morning?
I'm letting all my friends shine this morning on their way to work.
Y'all be careful out there this morning on y'all way to work.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Well, today I got to let myself shine. I did 20 years in prison. I came home 3 years ago, and I make $100,000 a year, and I just started my business the right way. Won't he do it, brother?
Get that bread. Let me hold something since you make $100,000 a year. Let me get about 20. Oh, I was talking about 20,000, Murray. I mean, he make 100, he won't miss the 20. I mean, just a little 20% of it.
They're like $20.
Yeah, I mean, you can't guess nothing. Okay. All right, it's Lil Larry in the morning at the house. Miss Jessica's on the way. You know she's got that Nosy Neighbor News for you, dropping that 7:24. It's the plug.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
Can y'all believe that Beyonce has been banned from something? Beyonce
yes.
has been banned from something. Oh my goodness, I'm going to let you know what she has been banned from. This is a crazy story. Also, I got more details about Bobby Shmurda and what he planned on doing if he got released and why he wasn't released. Plus, Lil Wayne reveals who influenced him as a rapper. Who do you think it is?
His daddy. Lil Rabbit. Big Rabbit. His daddy.
Who's his daddy?
His name Rabbit. His daddy's name Rabbit.
Big, okay.
Big Rabbit.
Jay-Z?
You think that's who influenced Lil Wayne?
Sure. Jigga Man.
You're actually going to like this answer coming up. I'm going to let you know, Burp, okay? You're going to like this answer. That and more, all those stories and more coming your way next in the Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Also, your girl Taraji P. Henson made a big announcement. I'm going to let you know what that is coming up next in your Nosy Neighbor News.
What the hell is going on here?
Well, hello, nosy neighbors. It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Tuesday, October 20th. There is one country that doesn't want any parts of Beyonce. Malaysia has permanently banned Queen Bee from performing in their country. You know, they're a Muslim country, and because of that, they say Beyonce is a little bit too provocative for them. She will not be allowed to tour, perform, or enter the country at all. Back in 2007, Queen Bee was set to perform, but couldn't because of their concerns about her outfits. Can y'all believe that? Malaysia done banned Beyonce.
I believe it.
Details have surfaced from Bobby Shmurda's September parole hearing and what the rapper planned to do after his release. Word is the rapper was looking forward to getting his GED and opening an outreach center for troubled youth. Unfortunately, violations while in prison, including drug possession, fighting, and having a shank, caused his parole to be denied. Shmurda is scheduled to be released on December 11th, 2021 to fulfill his 7-year sentence. The reason why I'm laughing is because y'all remember all that hype behind Bobby Shmurda being released, and they were like, he's going to be released. We really think. And you had all this stuff on your record. You knew you weren't getting out, sir. Come on now. Drug possession, fighting, and a shank. You knew you weren't getting out. Taraji P. Henson and Kelvin Hayden are calling it quits after a 2-year engagement. The actress said, I haven't said it yet, but it didn't work out. I tried. She said, let's do this therapy thing. But if you're both not on the same page with that, then you feel like you're taking it on yourself. And that's not a fair position for anybody to play in the relationship. Now, she didn't reveal exactly what caused the split, but she did say, my happiness is not his responsibility and his is not mine. We have to first learn to make ourselves happy and then make each other happy. So, Taraji P. Henson and Kelvin calling it quits. During a recent interview, Lil Wayne was asked who influenced him as a rapper when he made The Block Is Hot and Block Burner. Well, Weezy replied, you ready for this one, Bert?
Yeah.
Missy Elliott. Mm. Missy Elliott. He says Missy was known for making sounds and making up words on her song. And when Manny Fresh was producing him, he would push him to do the same thing. Missy wrote a thank you message to Lil Wayne on Twitter saying, I'm so grateful. You've always showed me love, mentoring me, and you have been an inspiration. I used to get clowned for making sound effects on my songs, but I'm happy you and Manny saw the genius in this. So shout out to Lil Wayne and Missy Elliott. Happy birthday to NBA Youngboy, Snoop Dogg, ASAP Ferg, and Kamala Harris. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News. Hey.
Jessica.
The neighborhood. Power 98.
You already know it's Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. And y'all know what time it is? It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad.
Are you mad, man? Are we mad, man? Mad, 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 mad.
Hashtag Larry Mad today is being brought to you by Breast Cancer Awareness. You know, we salute the fight against breast cancer here at Power 98, and we recognize it. You can show your support by wearing your Power 98 Breast Cancer Awareness face mask and t-shirt. A portion of the proceeds will go to benefit the American Cancer Society. You can get them both right now at power98fm.com. That's right, power98fm.com. All right, hashtag Larry Mad. Today, Larry is mad, and I got a video about a week ago. Of a man in Walmart on Almar Road singing and dancing on the countertop. You know how you, where you scan your groceries and scan your items at. He was up there with a wig on. He looked like Pastor Real Little Brother Brother. That's what he looked like. Now, he was telling people, he was encouraging people to get out and vote. However, big dog, you can't just go in Walmart and jump all on these people counters where I got to go scan my groceries and my t-shirts and my drawers at. You can't just go jump on the counter all willy-nilly in these people Walmart and tell these people to get out and vote. Yeah, we know we want the people to get out and vote. But you just can't go do this. You got your little wig and your glasses on and you out there. He's jumping around singing and screaming and telling the people to go vote. Now see, the message is good, but the way you did the message, nah, big brother, that ain't gonna work. Not down there, cause they gonna lock your ass up. And then it's another black man, we're gonna have to go bail out of jail. But we appreciate you attempting to get the message and the word out. We truly, truly, truly appreciate it. Next time, just go in the parking lot or something. Don't jump on the people counter and grab their microphone and sing.
He actually did it in multiple places.
Oh, well, I seen the one at Walmart.
He was at the Walmart. He was at the Red Sea. He went to the Midnight Diner.
Did he jump on the counter? I know he ain't jumping the counter on my Midnight Diner.
Oh, yeah. He was on the counter at Midnight Diner. See, he was in front of the Red Sea. Yeah, he went to multiple places.
The one I caught was at the Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, he was all over.
Nah, big bro. Hey, don't jump on the counter at the Midnight Diner. I eat in there. Hit that hashtag, man. See what else happened. Burpee eat his corned beef hash.
Yes, Lord. It's so good.
Now your corned beef hash going to have a little footprint in it.
I don't like my food with feet in it.
You know what they say? Put your foot in it.
No.
Hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
Sometimes I have them thoughts.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Tuesday. Let me tell y'all something real quick. Local artists, let me talk to y'all right now. If you want a successful mixtape, I'm going to tell you how you can have a successful mixtape. Local artists. Larry, tell me if I'm wrong. Jessica, tell me if I'm wrong. Say it. Local artists.
You're not saying it right.
That is correct. Number one, if you are over the age of 35, rewrite all of your songs, give it to somebody in their 20s, and then have them throw that mixtape in the closest river near you, because ain't nobody gonna get it.
Correct.
Okay, just making sure. Number two.
Unless you've already been rapping.
If you've been rapping and still making mixtapes at 35, do what I just said. Number two. Stop sending me messages saying you got the hottest joint in the city, but you ain't got but 200 followers. Something ain't adding up. I don't know what's going on, but it's somebody not listening or somebody not paying attention to what you're doing.
You're starting out, bro.
You talking to me ain't going to get it done. Number three, stop shooting your visuals with Androids because your voice don't match up with your lips. And you wonder why all the thumbs down is on your YouTube page. You're speaking a Chinese kung fu movie. Number four, invest in yourself. I'll give y'all that. Invest in yourself. Is that correct, Larry?
Yes.
Jessica, invest in yourself?
Invest in yourself.
But add another job, because rapping or singing ain't it for you. Give it up. Let it go. It's just not working. Number five, if it's on a CD, go ahead and try to breaststroke in some quicksand, because don't nobody make no damn CDs no more. It don't happen. People don't even have CD players in their car no more. They don't even have CD Walkman or nothing that got to do with the CD. Radio Shack closed down. They ain't even messing with CDs no more. Can't even go to Circuit City buy no blank CDs. Where are you making CDs at?
I make them at the house, big dog.
Who the hell? How the hell is you making CDs? Where are you buying CDs, Larry? You making them at the house, but where is you buying them blank CDs?
We got them up here to safety. I still them work like everybody else.
The back of your CDs say 1997. You recording over something else.
Where are you finding CDs?
We got them here at work. Y'all didn't know we had them at work.
Somebody please let me know where you find the CDs.
We
I don't know.
We got
I don't know where you find the CDs. I'm finding CDs, but it's something I made back in the early 2000s.
No, we got the black ones here at work.
Last but not least.
Whip out, Larry. Whip out. Whip out.
You got to ask Brad, the engineer. He got to play.
And Larry got a VHS somewhere. I'm convinced.
Damn, CDs up here.
I guarantee I'm going to walk in the back and go
get some
right now.
You know what a CD is not, Larry? Touch screen. Because that's what the hell we use, man. Last but not least. Take your SoundCloud link. New rappers or people who've been doing mixtapes. And send all inquiries to No Limit Larry at
Power98. Think about it!
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
I'm probably going to regret saying this because there's a pair of shoes that I want, but I got to let you know about it. Beyonce's Ivy Park and Adidas have announced that the Sting will arrive on October 30th. Now, earlier this year, Queen Bee and the Sportswear Giant did it big with the first installment selling out in minutes globally. So you're going to get the second one on October 30th. Go ahead and mark your calendar for that. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Tell that. All right, coming up next inside the Madhouse, we got the next big thing. Find out who is today's next big thing up next.
Who the next best? Who the next best thing? Who gon' put on for the city? Are you the next best thing? If you think you got some talent, are you the next best thing? Step on up, do your thing. Step on up, hey, do your thing. Who the next? Who the next best thing? You the next best thing. Who the next best thing? Hey.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's next big thing is by, well, the name of the song is Origami. Check it out. After you hear it, you gotta let us know. We're gonna keep it, we're gonna sweep it, and what letter grade to get a song. So keep it, sweep it, and what letter grade. Check it out right now. It's Pi 98.
Girl, you know you got that tsunami. The Japanese love origami. Don't deny me. Satisfy me. I got an appetite for love. I just hope that it's enough. Girl, you know you got that tsunami. The Japanese love origami. Don't deny me. Satisfy me. I got an appetite for love. I just hope that it's enough. You got me on a string like a guide. You make me feel so alive, this feeling never dies and it never lies. Girl, you satisfy my mind and you do it right. You tell me all the time that you're so down for me. Not talking casually, not just my fantasies, yeah. Losing out on you would be a tragedy, a catastrophe, and that's not happening, no. Waking up beside you is worth it. Loving you every night, you deserve it. Satisfying your mind, you're so perfect. I got an appetite for love, I just hope you're the one. Girl, you know you got that tsunami. The Japanese love origami. Don't deny me, satisfy me. I got an appetite for love, I just hope that it's enough. Girl, you know you got that tsunami. The Japanese love origami. Don't deny me, satisfy me. Got an appetite for love, I just hope that it's enough. You can have whatever you want from me, yeah. I just wanna set your mind and your body free.
When I get next to you, watching our love unfold, and I'm seeing my dreams come true. Baby so beautiful, she always come and go, and she got a queen attitude. So excited, when I'm with you, girl, the energy I can't deny. Got me riding on the sun, so hot, girl, let me be the one. Don't stop, don't act like you don't know, you got the thing for sure. You got the thing that make me wanna purchase the whole store. Forget the bedroom, you can get it right, you're on the floor. Don't act like you ain't know, she got the thing for sure.
For sure,
yeah,
you got this for now.
Okay,
you got this for now. The Japanese. Don't deny me, satisfies me. I got an appetite for love, I just hope that it's enough. Let me know you got this for now.
Okay, you got this for
me. Japanese love overcome me. Don't deny me, satisfies me. I got an appetite for love, I just hope that it's enough.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side.
South side.
East side.
West side.
This is my city. The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
570 WPET 01-800-525-0098. What we gonna do with that origami? What are we gonna do with it? We gonna keep it, we gonna sweep it, and what letter grade?
Type your love, I just hope that it's enough.
You can have whatever you want from me. Yeah, I just wanna set your mind and your body free.
Call the next big thing, Origami by Jason Jett. We want to know from you, the people from Madhouse Nation. We're going to keep it, we're going to sweep it, and what letter grade?
Good morning. How are you? Follow y'all, get this knock on Drake at. I'm going to give it like a B, C-ish. But everybody don't got no tsunami. Some of them got BB. Good day.
Hey, good morning. We're going to keep it. I'll give it a nice B grade. Need a little bit more production. Give me Drake vibes. But I rock with it. I like it.
All right. So the grades are in, courtesy of Instagram, telephone, and Facebook Live. Carry the one and three and seven. Okay. With 78% of the vote, 78% of the vote, 78% of Madhouse Nation voted to sweep it. With their overall letter grade of a C-D+. C-D+ on this one. I'm shocked, though. I thought it was a high song. We'll talk about that in a minute, though. I thought it was high. Jason Jett, Origami. That's what he got on Next Big Thing. 78% of the people said to sweep it with an overall letter grade of I'm going to give him a C-. I ain't going to say D+. Okay, D+. Yeah. All right. Coming up, find out how you can get your song on the Next Big Thing and find out what the Madhouse thought about this song. Charlotte's Plug is Power 98.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side.
South side.
East side.
West side.
This is my city. The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
I just hope that it's enough.
You can have whatever you want from me. Yeah, I just wanna set your mind and your body free.
When I get next to you,
none of it, Larry. The more the Madhouse, you know what it is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Man We On Today's Next Big Thing by Jason Jett. It is called Origami.
Is it spelled with a G?
What?
Jason Jett.
Jason Jett is spelled with a J. Jason Jett.
Because you know why? The J makes the J sound.
But you know, Jeffrey is spelled with a G.
Yes.
They spelled it wrong.
All right. So, we on the next big thing. Jason Jett. 78% of Madhouse Nation said sweep it with an overall letter grade of a D+. What you said about it, Jessica?
This song didn't work for me because when you hear it, you hear the melody of it, like you think it like a real sexy type song. Mm-hmm. And the lyrics aren't sexy to me. So it just doesn't match up. Pretty good singing voice, but because of the lyrics, it doesn't work. So this one would probably be like a C- with a sweep for me.
Yeah, the song didn't touch my spirit. The music sounded good. The production sounded good, but it just didn't. I didn't feel it in my soul. Like, I don't know. Origami just threw me all the way off. I had to look it up.
Ain't nothing sexy about origami.
If the name of your song is gonna be origami, at least explain what an origami is.
Or explain why origami is in there. I didn't get the origami reference.
I didn't feel like this song was about an origami. Like, if somebody was in the background saying, hype, or, you know, it gave that kind of feel. Why you look at me like that, Jeff?
Because that don't have nothing to do with origami either.
It's Japanese. Oh, even if he had, like, the little, you know, the Japanese chimes.
Okay, thank you.
No, the chimes.
All right. You done?
You didn't give your letter grade or a
Yeah, I'm going to sweep it. I'm going to sweep it with a C. Minus.
Okay. I thought the song was okay. Like Jessica, it really didn't move me. I don't know. It just seemed like it wasn't up to date or something. It just seemed like it was a song that...
Yeah, that's what it is.
It didn't seem like one of these new R&B songs. Like, it didn't put you in the mind of... I heard the callers say Drake, but it really didn't put me in the mind of Drake. No Drake, no Bryson Tiller, none of that. It didn't put me in that... So... I'm going to agree with the people on this. I give it a C- and I'll sweep it. Yeah, it just didn't do nothing. But I know the artist, like, he's made great records. So maybe
That's the thing.
This one might not be
it. Sometimes that's what happens to an artist. Like, you're a really, really good artist, right? And you get it, but you have one that doesn't really, really connect, which is why this segment is so great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're sitting on a song like that, you get really good, honest feedback where you're like, maybe. And then the people are going to let you know, nah, that ain't it. Right. And you just go because, like you said, you're still a good artist. You still have good music. This one just isn't it.
Yeah, that one. Not right now. All right. How do we get on the next big thing?
Send it to us. carolina.street@power98fm.com. That is carolina.street@power98fm.com. It needs to be your clean, radio ready original song.
Butter, you got that song you let me hear yesterday?
Hey!
Send that one over right now, Butter. Jessica, you would not believe this song we got here.
Jessica, you would not believe this song we got here yesterday.
Butter let us hear for the next big thing. Only reason we didn't play it today, I think, because it wasn't clean. Yeah. But if they cleaned it up.
Even if they cleaned it up, I don't think we could still. He might
be right.
It's nasty like that?
Yeah, it's one of them.
I like nasty songs.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side. South side. East side. West side.
This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
Next big thing. Not next big thing. You know what? It's on the way, man. Black Smart is on the way. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? All right, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart.
Jada.
What up, Jada? What's up with it, though, baby?
Hey, Jada.
Hey.
You're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need that hood Black Card, all right?
Okay.
What? Kick it out, Miss Jessica.
What rapper was involved in the organizing of the failed festival, the Fire Festival?
Lord the Baby.
No, 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 no. No, no.
What you got for a burp?
Don't laugh at me.
I need you to tell me, what do black people, specifically black people, call the person in church who hands out the fan, the tissue, and they cover the person up who...
The usher. The usher.
How do they say it, though?
The usher.
Okay, there it is. There it is. I get it.
All right, your last and final question. You get this right, you win. You are black smart. If you miss it, we take it your hood, black heart, all right?
Okay.
Rapper Queen Latifah has a whole lot of things under her belt. One thing she has under her belt, she started a TV series. What is the name of the TV series that she started?
Linda Fingle.
You got it!
That's correct. That is You got that right, and because you are correct, we are going to give you this $100 voucher to Stars and Stripes. You can go bowling. You like bowling?
Yes.
You like playing laser tag?
Yes.
And the chillin' can play the arcade games. All of that is going down in Stars and Stripes. It's open now in Concord. Tell everybody what station hooked you up with their voucher.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse in the morning on Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
Oh, yeah, y'all know what time it is, man. Time to check this Madhouse voicemail. It's being brought to you by Cool Kid Friday. Are you a cool kid? Do you have a cool kid? Well, nominate your cool kid to be the cool kid for the Madhouse each and every week. All you got to do is log on to power98fm.com and nominate your kid to be the cool kid for Cool Kid Friday. And it's all being brought to you by McDonald's. The Madhouse question of the day. What was it today, Ms. Jessica?
We wanted to know, how do you like your chicken?
How you like that chicken? How you like that chicken? How you like your chicken, man? How you like your chicken? Chef Ford Tough, a.k.a. Simmer the Chef, he said, I like it anywhere I prepare. Keisha Sharita said, I like mine fried. Slim Goody said, I just like it fried in hot grease. Sweet Chop Suey said, baked. And Timmy said, fried. And Gemini that guy 08 said, I need my bird fried with hot sauce. Mm. It's only right. Mm. It's only right.
Sunred says, I only like the leg and the wing, but they got to be fried a little to a crisp. I don't eat the breast or the thigh part. Let's see. Shatara said, wings fried, legs and thighs baked, and the breast is trash. Ink by Donald says, yard bird fried to a crisp. And I can't find the person's name on here, but one of my followers said, yes. The answer to the question is yes.
This is it.
All three. Somebody said yes. All three on mine. Green Brandy said fried. Corey B. Like said, MF fried. I like to eat the skin. It be all crispy and crunchy. Even 6 feet said baked. And God's Girl 753 said fried.
Mm. All right, you know the voicemail is always popping, always open. 704-227-8780. What y'all got?
Yo, yo, let me get some fried chicken. Tell Berkeley, throw away that roll and get him a piece of Wonder Bread. Eve all the way black.
Good morning, Madhouse. This your girl, Passion, a.k.a. Miss Purple. I know it's been a while since I've done a shout-out. I mean, with all this, everybody being quarantined and everything, it's been a long time since I've done a shout-out. So I'm going to send a special shout-out to the Morning Madhouse crew and to all my customers that come to Mighty Midget Number 1. I pray everyone will have a safe, blessed, and prosperous day. So everyone be safe, and I'll see you when I see you. Peace.
Ooh, good morning, Mayor Gas, Crazy Old House. I just want to extend an olive branch to my friend, Mr. What the Hell. I know we've been beefing for so long, but I got a position for you. Working directly under me, I need an assistant. You need to work 2 hours a day. You need to be able to hold in your hands a piece of black curved steel 2 hours a day. Keep your mouth clean, and if there's any spillage, you have to, you get hazmat pay for that. I'm offering 401k. I'm going to pay you $300 a day, 4 days a week. Now, I'm offering you this olive branch now, and you can have early retirement because you're going to need it. If you're interested in this position working directly under me, call me, Mr. What the Hell. You got my number, or text me. Ying, ying, damn, ying.
This is Mr. What the Hell. Boy, y'all got me hungry as hell this morning talking about that chicken. Boy, my favorite chicken is barbecue chicken. Especially that barbecue chicken from Barbecue King. And Bert, you hit it dead on the head. Boy, that Minute Maid juice. Yes, sir. But there's one more you got to try, big dog. They sell it at Family Dollars for $1, and it come in a little round bottle. And I think if Trump interrupt Biden Thursday night, he going to slap that toupee off his ass or going to slap the orange off his ass. One of the two. And black people, please get out and vote. And black people, damn it, stop killing each other. Ying, 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 damn, ying.
Appreciate that, Mr. What the Hell. Yeah, we definitely got to do both of those.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica DeGron next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Tuesday, October 20th. There is one country that doesn't want any parts of Beyonce. Malaysia. They have permanently banned the Queen Bee from performing in their country. You know, they're a Muslim country, and because of that, and, you know, Beyonce is just a little bit too provocative for them. She is not allowed to tour, perform, or enter the country at all. Back in 2007, she was set to perform, but couldn't because they had concerns about her outfit.
Well, yeah. Okay. What the Beehive gonna say about this? What the Beehive gonna say about
Thanks,
this?
Malaysia. The whole country just gonna ban Beyonce?
I bet they listen to her music, though, up under they. Yeah, I bet they do.
Thanks, Malaysia. We don't care.
I wonder if that's... You bring up a good point. Like, I wonder if somebody is caught listening to Beyonce, do they get in trouble for that? Or is it just that she can't come there?
We're not going to let their top star in the U.S.
Who is it?
They do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 6... 47.
My Burpee. Why can't he come over here?
48. Because we already know the numbers. Duh.
I literally hate him. You are on talking punishment for 30 minutes.
Go to the corner. I agree, Burpee. I agree.
Go to the corner.
We got TikTok here.
Go to the corner.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
That fool said, because we already know our numbers. All right. Details have surfaced from Bobby Shmurda's September parole hearing and what the rapper planned on doing after his release. Word is, he was looking forward to getting his GED and opening an outreach center for troubled youth. Unfortunately, his violations...
He's still a troubled youth.
He's a troubled grown man now.
Well, you are on a roll today. Well, while in prison, he had a bunch of violations, including drug possession, fighting, and having a shame. That is what caused his parole to be denied. He's scheduled to be released in December 11th of 2021, and that's going to fulfill his 7-year sentence. Here is where I am like, cut it out, Bobby Shmurda. Right. Y'all remember when he was up for parole? His whole team was like, yeah, he's going to get out. Yeah. They had it all on the website. They were doing a countdown for it. And that, y'all know this man won't get out.
Well, shame they might have didn't know all that was going on. Because, you know, sometimes your family is not privy to all
the
information.
He was living the real life Oz.
Yeah. However, you might not be privy to all of the information.
Yeah.
However, what you can do, you know the information. And what you can do is look at your family and go, say, calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Take it down. Bobby, no come
this
home.
This might not go the way that y'all think it's going to go.
Bobby, no home.
Bobby,
but, the other part of that is, how long? He ain't even locked up like 5 years and he ain't got a GED yet.
Somewhere free Bobby though.
Bobby, it don't take me like 6-8 months to get the GED of that, man.
You can do that before. Come on.
Yeah,
you
know, they still do it in prison.
You know why he didn't do it? Because he was too busy fighting and
with a shank.
With drugs and a shank. Like, stupid. Come on. Mm. Get your
You still a hot
together.
Boy. Hot boy.
It was all good 6 years ago.
So Taraji P. Henson and Kelvin Hayden are calling it quits after a two-year engagement. She says, I haven't said it yet, but it just didn't work out. She tried therapy, she says, but if you're both not on the same page with that, then you feel like you're the one that's taking it on yourself. And that's not a fair position for anyone to play in the relationship. Now, she didn't reveal exactly why they split. But she says, my happiness is not the responsibility of his, and his is not mine. You have to first learn how to make yourself happy.
Hey, Taraji.
Hey, Yvette.
She waiting on me. That's all it is.
All right. Well, during a recent interview, Lil Wayne was asked who influenced him as a rapper when he made The Block Is Hot and Block Burner. He replied, Missy Elliott.
That's what's up.
Missy was known for making sounds and making up words on her songs. And when Manny Fresh was producing Lil Wayne, he would push him to do the same thing. Missy got word of this and thanked him, saying, I am so grateful. You've always showing me love and mentioning me as your inspiration. I used to get clowned for making sound effects on my song, but I'm happy you and Manny saw the genius.
You know what? I would have never guessed that. One, and then two, like you do hear Wayne make a lot of sounds in the background of his songs.
Shout out to Missy.
That's dope.
Uh-uh.
That's dope.
I think Missy is 100% underrated. Uh-uh. Like, she is so underrated.
You think so? You think she's underrated?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I think she is.
I don't think that.
I think she's underrated. I think she's super dope. Yeah, and she doesn't dope. Get yeah, as much dope. As much respect as she really should. I think she's underrated. Happy birthday to NBA YoungBoy, Snoop Dogg, Kamala Harris, and ASAP Ferg. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nose neighbor.
Jessica.
The neighborhood. Power 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.